FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 43 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
All across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with the updated Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Plus, with new dynamic features like interactive maps and driving tips, the pursuit of your discount is even easier. You can earn up to 30%. Just download the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm to get started. Or call or stop by your local State Farm agent's office and they'll be happy to help sign you up. Call Pete Euler at 620-342-6272 to learn more today.
Discounts vary, not available in all states.
KVUE News Time, 8:28, actually 8:29 now, and it's time for our Newsmaker 2 with Emporia State Music Professor Alan Comstock. Activities on campus this weekend.
Alan, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, Ron. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us to talk about a wonderful event coming up this Sunday. Tell us what you have happening.
Okay, well, this is part of the Amon Family Concert Series, and Doug and Margaret Amon, they sponsor this, and it's been a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to bring in artists from really all around the world. And I'm especially excited about this one because we're featuring some native Emporians who have gone off and made good, one of whom was our director of orchestras and upper strings professor back in the early 2010s, I believe. These are Jeremy Starr and his brother Jared, who is also a wonderful composer, and they've teamed up with a pianist in the Salt Lake area where they live, and her name is Carmen Hall. And so they'll be playing a number of pieces featuring violin, viola, and piano. And it's again, I'm very excited because they are local folks from a very beloved local family of fantastic musicians who are coming back to share their gifts with us.
Yeah, the Starr family has a rich history with the Emporia State Music Department, don't they, Alan?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It goes back decades. Of course, the father of the clan, Jim Starr, he and Bonnie had 8 kids, and they were all wonderful musicians. It was really quite something. And they participate. Well, of course, Jim was our violin viola professor for 33 years. Still, he and Bonnie still share their talents with the Emporia Symphony, as do many of their children and grandchildren. So it's really fun. And I've had many of the children. And as of last semester, I had one of the granddaughters in class, so it's been wonderful for me to have such a close relationship with the family. Again, I consider them to be a real gift to Emporia.
Alan, I have to ask, did you have to do any arm twisting to get them to perform?
Oh, no. In fact, that's a good question. Jeremy reached out to me last year and said, "Hey, Alan, I have a trio with my brother Jared and a local pianist, and you know, could we come out and perform?" And I said, "Have I got a venue for you?" So I reached out to Doug and I said, "Doug, this is a golden opportunity," and Doug was all for it. So, so this just was happenstance that worked out really well.
Yeah, and you hit the jackpot here.
Yes, you did. Wow.
So the Amen Series recital will be at the Sauter Alumni Center, 3 p.m., and this is free to the public, Alan?
That is correct, yep. So that's this coming Sunday. We have quite a few pianists here from China right now, so this is a wonderful opportunity for them and some of our string students, because not only will they get to hear a great concert, but the performers will be doing some master classes with the students as well. And they're also going to go up to KU and do some master classes. So we're getting a lot out of them.
Yeah.
You mentioned the master classes. How really important is that to have that level of education coming in for students?
Oh, my God. It's one of the really wonderful things about a university environment because the students get to work with some really, every university has excellent faculty, but it's wonderful to have guests come in and give a different perspective. And often with master classes, they're really well-known national, international performers. So it's a fantastic opportunity. I mean, everyone who's on the faculty here has participated in a number of master classes. Most musicians do. And even if it's, this is really interesting, even if it's not your own particular instrument, you still learn so much. I've actually attended many more master classes for voice, piano, clarinet than I have for bassoon or oboe. And you always learn so much about just basic musical concepts, how to use your breath, et cetera. So this is a great opportunity, not just for the string player. I mean, of course, it'll be wonderful for the string players and the pianists because they work on technique and pieces that they've probably been, you know, practicing for a while and will be performing. But for anybody in the audience, because there are so many universal musical concepts that transfer from one medium to another.
Yeah, and what a great opportunity, folks, to see some just tremendous talents performing at the Sounder Alumni Center. It's the Amen Series recital coming up at 3 p.m. this Sunday, absolutely free, as we're getting Dr. Jeremy Starr back. And, of course, when Jeremy was with the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, Chuck and I, we interviewed Jeremy a number of times.
Pretty consistently,
yeah,
yep.
Promoting all kinds of wonderful events that they put on, so it's good to have Dr. Jeremy Starr back as part of the Starr Fold here with Emporia State University. So how has the semester been in the music department up there at Emporia State, Alan?
Well, busy. You know, obviously the weather has threw some monkey wrenches in. We have a big recruiting event that we're keeping our fingers crossed. This will be the third time we've tried to hold it.
Oh,
coming
boy.
Up next week. It's a okay. outreach event. We invite students to come in and play their pieces that they'll be performing for the district and hopefully state solo and ensemble contest. So we all work with them for free, and we reach out to the various directors around a pretty broad area, and we have a lot of students that come onto campus for that, and we love working with them, and they enjoy working with us. So that's one that's been, you know, disrupted, but we had a fantastic Women in Music conference that
yeah.
was the first one we've done. We tied it in with a concert series that we've done every March for the last 3 years or so, but this was the first time we did a full-blown festival and brought in some guest composers and conductors. So that was really fun, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. And then, of course, you know, there's been faculty recitals and various performances, the Wind Ensemble, the Emporia Symphony, the various choir groups. And it's been a fun semester. And probably most of your listeners don't realize this, but Beach Hall has been undergoing some really...
That was going to be my next question. That was going to be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I figured that was coming up. And they're pretty much done. So,
good.
During spring break... Yeah, I know. During spring break, they finished up the outside. They installed some new ground-level lights that'll shine up on the building and look quite spectacular. Well, they finished that all up, and so... During spring break last week, I was able to come in through the front doors, and now I have to force myself to come in through the front doors, which is where my office is, because I'm so used to going through the back. But it's been very liberating, and it's a really wonderful thing, because the building next year will be its 100th anniversary, and just to give a nod, we're planning on doing some celebratory things, concerts and that sort of thing. To celebrate that, because you only get one 100th anniversary, right. And Frank A. Beach was such an important figure in music education in the United States, and this building is named after him. He was chair of the music department back in the 30s, I believe. He was, I think, the longest-serving chair of the music program, and just a wonderful figure. So we're really excited about that. Don McConkie and I have been talking about this for at least 10 years. The year has finally arrived, and we're gonna make hay.
Outstanding. Well, again, remind us here about Sunday afternoon, schedule for what's going to be taking place.
Yes, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock over in the Sounder Center, which is, by the way, a fantastic place to hold chamber concerts, smaller-scale concerts. It's very intimate. The acoustics are wonderful in there. So you get to sit closer to the musicians. They're on the same level, so you can really see and hear everything that's going on. I love performing in there, and I equally love going to concerts that are there. And if your listeners don't know, it's kind of up on the hill. It's the highest point on campus. And there's plenty of parking. So there's a whole huge parking lot right around there. So it's once you know where it is, there's tons of parking, and it's a really wonderful space to go to a concert.
All right, so 3 p.m. this coming Sunday, Sauter Alumni Center. Alan, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Likewise. You guys have a wonderful morning.
Okay, you too. The Emporia State Music Professor, Dr. Alan Comstock, joining us. The Amen Concert Recital coming up this Sunday, free to the public, 3 p.m. Sunday.
Yeah, going to be a great concert with the Star family highlighting that. Just want to let you know, too, we have our biweekly update with the History Center Director Greg Jordan coming up in just